Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If I knocked on your door right now and said you can be the WWE champion, what would you say? Yes, of course. Then we'd hug before you realize it's just some bald idiot in front of you who does not have this power. I am not Vince McMahon. The boss has offered such trinkets to his superstars over the years, though, and amazingly, some have actually gone no. Ooh, well. I'm Simon from What Culture. Please do remember, two wrongs do not make a right, so subscribe. And this is 10 Wrestlers Who Turned Down Title Reigns. Number 10, Bret Hart. The WWE Intercontinental title is still awesome, even though it has been dragged through the mud. That underlines how special it has been in the past, and while it doesn't happen much anymore, there was a time when you slapped it on somebody in the mid-card to let the audience know big things were coming. That didn't always work, of course, but it was the idea, and one of the best reigns ever was Bret Hart when he was awarded it in 1991. His match against Mr. Perfect at SummerSlam is still a treat, and it did do as it was intended. Within a short while, the Hitman was at the top of the tree. Zoom forward to 1997, and apparently the decision was made for Bret to have another go around with this championship, and Hart said no. It was all down to the fact the excellence of execution wasn't one to screw over anybody else, so when he realized he would be taking the prize from Rocky Maivia, he wasn't interested. The young rookie needed all the help he could to get to the next level. Instead, the Hitman did become the WWE Champion once more that year, and we all know what happened next. Number 9, Chris Benoit. As ever, it's never fun to have discussions about Chris Benoit, but many are surprised to how Benoit became the WCW Champion because the amount of politics around it was ridiculous. It all happened in the year 2000, where Chris DiMolinco, Eddie Guerrero, and Perry Saturn were part of a group who were sick of World Championship Wrestling and wanted to leave. Benoit was so sure he was done, nothing was going to change his mind. Not even a run with the biggest belt there was. WCW has ever thought they knew best, so still crowned Benoit at Sold Out when he defeated Sid Vicious. Have a guess what went down. 24 hours later, he relinquished the thing and left for the WWE. Which means we ask the question we always ask, what the hell were they thinking? Number 8, X-Pac. Shawn Waltman is so underrated today, it ain't even funny. The dude could go from the day he debuted up till now, and sadly so many people were obsessed with this whole X-Pac heat that it often stole the conversation away from this. He is great. Throughout the Monday Night Wars, he was pinging back and forth between WCW and WWE, but given his run from 1998 with DX was pretty good, by the time we got to 2001 and the purchase of the competition, Waltman assumed more solid things were coming. Instead, he started a feud with Tajiri over the light heavyweight and cruiserweight championships. It put him in a position where being in and around this meant less money, leaving Pac to do whatever he could to avoid it. He straight up told this to Vinnie Mac, but the chairman of the board dug his heels in and there was no going back. Shawn was given the gold. 2 months later, he dropped it all to Billy Kidman, and that was sort of the beginning of the end for X-Pac on WWE TV. And I tell you, he really did deserve so much more. Number 7, Eddie Guerrero. More than 15 years have passed since the death of Eddie Guerrero, and what's awesome is that fans over the world still chant his name. Talk about leaving your mark. We all remember when he won the WWE title by beating Brock Lesnar at No Way Out 2004, but throughout that run, Eddie was haunted by how well he was performing as champion, right down to the amount of people coming to live shows. Guerrero was also going through some personal issues, so actually asked if this could be brought to an abrupt end, which is one reason JBL was moved into a position where he could become the guy. 12 months later, Eddie was offered the chance to get it back after current holder Batista was struggling with injuries, but once more he decided it wasn't the right time. And the horrible part of all this is that if the worst hadn't happened, eventually Eddie Guerrero would have become a two-time champion, I'd have loved to have seen it. Number 6, Chavo Guerrero. So this one we do have to take with a pinch of salt, but as it's out there, we should also talk about it. Also, it involves, Chavo, so I'm game instantly. Admittedly, though, it does seem a bit of a stretch that WWE would have made this Guerrero champion, given how he'd been treated over his career. But Chavo has come out and said this was a talking point after his Uncle Eddie passed. For some reason, he said no and became Kerwin White instead, which is another reason that does make you go, wait a minute. Although, when you recall what happened with Rey Mysterio, maybe that position was at the very least thrown around as an idea. So it does stand to reason, although why Chavo turned it down, I don't get. Maybe he could just see the writing on the wall. Number 5, The Undertaker. Right, we have already talked about Eddie Guerrero dropping the WWE title to John Bradshaw Layfield, but naturally, he was not the only name in the discussions. We had Kurt Angle, Booker T, The Big Show, and of course, The Dead Man, who could have easily stepped into this spot. Naturally, it was The Undertaker who was top of this list, but the real-life Mark Calloway actually said he thought it was a bad idea. He had only just returned as the zombie version of his gimmick, and being rushed to the title seemed like it would backfire, mostly because Eddie Guerrero was so beloved. The question is that if he had gone for it, what would have happened to JBL? Would he have found his way to this position anyway, or would he have been kept at the same level he was already at? I mean, really, Taker would have needed some heel opponents, so he does tick that box. What a wild time 2004 was. Number 4, Stacy Keibler. Stacy Keibler has done very well for herself outside the wrestling bubble, and while that's also true when she was within it, she didn't actually win that many titles. I mean, Wikipedia told me she won Babe of the Year in 2004 and was obviously the victor in the WCW Nitro Girl search, but when it came to sports entertainment gold, Keibler was never in the mix. I don't think this would have bothered her because she seemed to understand her role, and maybe that's why Stacy often said no when she was offered the chance. WWE even wanted to do Keibler versus Trish Stratus at WrestleMania 21 with the title switch happening, whereas Stace decided she would rather focus on her valet work. I do kind of like that though, because if you know your strength and where you're likely going to fly, that's what you should do. And honestly, would most fans have accepted Keibler as the champion in 2005? It is debatable. Number 3, Tori Wilson. Another one who followed in the footsteps of Stacy Keibler, Tori Wilson knew what WWE wanted her to do. I think we can all agree there was far more that we could have done with the former fitness model, but to be fair, in 2008, when the Divas title was introduced into the mix, a lot of higher-ups pitched Tori as the way to go. When Wilson heard about this, however, she thought somebody else would be a better fit, especially as that person would be the inaugural champion. Eventually, the honor went to Michelle McCool, who defeated Natalya at the Great American Bash, and that is nuts because it reminds you how long Natty has been around. It does only take some maths to figure out the real deal with this one, though, because that match went down in July of 2008 with Tori retiring from in-ring action in May. Stands to reason she had already made up her mind and didn't need a title reign delaying her plans. Number 2, Da Rock. And it's time to go back to the JBL title reign. I know, how does this tie so much into history? It just does, it's weird. As we all recall, it ended at WrestleMania 21 when John Cena beat Bradshaw to win his first of 16 world titles. But if you do some rumor digging from that period, there are a lot of reports saying WWE made a play for The Rock to return and once again become the man. They go on to suggest that Dwayne Johnson turned it down because he was entrenched in Hollywood by that point. But I would also guess, asking someone on the cusp of that kind of success if they'd like to come back in the non-main event of WrestleMania would have ironically raised some eyebrows. It also definitely would have been the wrong call because we all know about Cena's success from this point, and no matter what you do think, it was definitely the right thing to do. Number 1, Shawn Michaels. The career of Shawn Michaels comes with a part 1 and then a part 2. You can argue which is better amongst yourselves, but the guy who came for the latter part of his run is universally praised for having a new attitude and being an all-round nice dude. Proof is there too, as the original Heartbreak Kid was desperate to hold titles and never let them go, whereas the revised version didn't really care, hence why he barely won any during the 8 years he was with the promotion from 2002. And this wasn't for the lack of trying by McMahon and his friends, because HBK was offered plenty of opportunities to be the champ, but yes, every time he just said no. Even when he won in the Elimination Chamber, that was having his arm twisted into agreeing, and I would guess by this point Michaels just wanted to have great match after great match, and you can't argue he didn't achieve that. I mean, he basically never put a foot wrong until we get to Saudi Arabia, but we don't talk about that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.